Now podcast. My name is Stephan Starakis, your undisputed brain geek. This is podcast number 8, and we're recording live here in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's time to get revved up, charged up, and ready to strap on your mental seatbelt, because we're going to put your brain into gear. Today, we're going to talk about anticipation within yourself. The secret to consistent and persistent motivation and how to create it. And why are a lot of the personal development programs out there wrong? So this is Stephan Stavrakis. I'm a professional speaker, expert in the mind and how to use it to eliminate procrastination. Want to get a laser-like focus, make more money, eliminate frustration, take massive action on your personal and business life? This is the podcast to listen to. Like to welcome all the new listeners and remind the old ones that the episodes and all these different episodes will be available at www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. And remember to sign up to the show notes mailing list, www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com. That's where you're going to get all the notes of this show, the transcript of the show, and maybe some goodies that will help you on your road to becoming procrastination free. So last podcast, we talked about anticipation, the one secret that most, if not all, good marketers, good salespeople, good business people use to get you to buy, to look forward to the next product that they have or next show that's going to be on TV. Now, that's all good and dandy if you're in business and you want to include anticipation process in your business process, but how about yourself? How do you create anticipation in yourself in order to create a consistent and persistent habit? Well, after a very long and tedious process of trying to figure this out, I finally come up with what appears to be the only way to create true anticipation in yourself, not manufactured. I alluded to it a little bit in the last podcast, and what I said was, you need to interrupt your state of flow. Now, I arrived at this conclusion by accident one day when I was helping one of my clients increase his motivation in his prospecting in his multi-level marketing business. What I noticed is his problem was really getting started. But when he got started, everything seemed to flow. But the flow didn't last. A typical call in this kind of situation went like this. Hey, Mike, what's up? Oh, man, this past month was nuts. I made a list, started contacting people. We talked about the business. Then I talked to them about getting into the business. Got twice as many people to come out to hear the opportunity. I even converted some of them. I started building business, and that only happened for a first couple weeks. And then after that, it kind of died off. I'm like, wow, awesome. So the business increased then, at least for those two couple weeks. He says, oh yeah, for the first couple weeks. And then it just stopped. And I don't know why. I got preoccupied with the follow-up stuff. The past couple weeks has been absolutely dismal. I can't seem to get back into the swing of things. My numbers are down. I lost contact with the people that I prospected. I just feel like crap. How do I get out of this slump? Typical question. So it is a similar situation with most of the people out there, isn't it? You get started on something, you start going good on it, and then all of a sudden, it starts dying off, or at least that emotional consistent or the consistency of the habit starts dying off, right? So something out of the blue happens, and it throws you totally off. I know it used to happen to me quite a bit. It even happened to John Lennon because he wrote the lyric, "Life happens when you're making other plans." So to understand what happened, I asked Mike, what did you feel at the end of the day when you finished your calls and your prospecting and accomplished all the things that you set out for the day? He said, well, I felt a feeling of accomplishment, a sense that I had done what I was supposed to do for that day. As a matter of fact, now listen to this, everybody. I felt that I had done a good job and maybe I deserved to celebrate and take a rest. Now, everybody in the personal development industry says celebrate your successes. I'm sure you've heard it, and I could start naming off quite a few very successful personal development speakers that say celebrate your successes. And unless you've never picked up a personal development book or read a tape or gone to a seminar in your life, you would have heard that the key to success is to celebrate your success. Well, hopefully you won't hate me for this, but I'm here to turn that personal development world upside down and on its head. Here's what I'm going to say. Never, I repeat, never celebrate your successes. Never, ever, 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 ever celebrate your successes. Why, you say? Simple. Because as soon as you celebrate your success, you are essentially telling your brain not only that you've done a good job, but you're telling your brain that you've arrived, that you're done, that essentially you're complete. And what happens when you feel like you've accomplished a goal or accomplished something, or you have a feeling of completion? There's a little voice inside your mind that says, okay, you're done, good. And right after that little voice says, okay, you're done, then another voice says, you can relax, you deserve it. Well, the moment that your mind says relax, you can kiss motivation, you can kiss consistency, you can kiss persistency goodbye. Now hear me out. I'm not saying that you should work yourself to the bone. What I'm saying is start to engage your mind in a way that causes you to naturally be motivated, not manufacture motivation where you just sit there, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can do it, I am good, I'm awesome, I'm doing this. This just doesn't work. What this does is it momentarily or temporarily increases your emotional high to cause you to take an action. And hopefully you've taken enough action in order to feel like you've completed something. And if you did, hopefully it's created enough momentum to start creating more good outcomes. Now, if that doesn't happen, what happens is you start taking some action. And as you take that action, your emotional intensity increases. And then you feel a sense of completion after you've completed whatever it is, the task that you've completed. And then all of a sudden, after you feel that sense of completion, your brain goes into relax mode. Write this down. You need to engage your mind to naturally motivate yourself using anticipation until a habit is formed. Once again, engage your mind to naturally motivate yourself using anticipation until a habit is formed. So you might be wondering, well, how? Simple. Interrupt the state of mental flow and your brain will naturally create anticipation. Interrupt your state of flow and your brain will naturally create anticipation for the next time that you want to do the task. When you do this, total magic happens in your brain. But first, let me tell you what I told Mike. So this is what I told Mike to do. I said, step one, start off your daily prospecting as normal. Step two, I want you then to keep doing your prospecting until you reach a stage during the day that you feel like everything is clicking, that you're in the mood, that everything's feeling good, that you're on track, that you're going to do well today. Now, only when you feel like doing more, like when you're in the feeling of flow, like I can call 20 people, no problem, or I feel like calling 10 people, or I feel like talking to 10 people, or I feel like going out and physically prospecting in different businesses, in this case, the MLM type of business. So you get up and go and walk out and start prospecting. Only when you feel like you're in the flow, like when your brain says, yeah, I feel like doing more after you've done some, then stop. Then stop yourself. Forcefully stop yourself. Mike said to me, are you crazy? That's when I'm at my best. That's when I do my best work. That's when I convert the most people. That's when I get the most done. Why would you ask me to stop when everything is going good? And this is what I said to Mike. I said, simple. Imagine for a moment that you begin to jog and you start off and it's hard and it's really hard because you're just getting, you're warming up your muscles. You're loosening all the joints. You start running. And so until, you know, you get all the little crooks out of your joints and all the pain goes away, right? You start to get looser, your stride gets bigger, you get into the rhythm, then your cadence picks up. And while you're trotting right along, then all of a sudden you hit that runner's high. You know that runner's high when, you know, nothing in the world matters and it's just you in the road and all you can hear is your footsteps on the asphalt below you or the grass or whatever it is that you're running on. at that point, your breathing and your fatigue and your anticipation of, you know, finishing off the run, all these thoughts like finishing the run or getting somewhere, all these thoughts are actually nowhere to be found. You're almost in a state of mental nirvana. It's called the runner's high. And if you run before, you know what I'm talking about. So this natural high, like you can run and keep this pace all day if you wanted to. That's the high. Now, I basically said to Mike, when you are in this state of mind, that natural runner's high, because he's an avid runner, I said, I want you to think about what would happen if someone came along and stopped you from running right when you were in this natural high. As he says, I'd want to punch them out because they interrupted something really good. And then I asked him, what is the state of mind that you feel immediately after you've gotten over the initial sort of kind of anger or disappointment or disillusionment of getting out of the flow state? He goes, well, then I'd try to get it back. So you'd start running again, I said. He goes, yeah, you'd want to get to that runner's high again. He said, of course. So you'd anticipate every moment leading up to that runner's high, wouldn't you? You'd start running faster. You'd start working a little bit harder so that you can get back to that feeling of that runner's high. He says, yeah, I couldn't get back to that feeling again. I couldn't wait. So you would do everything in your power to get to that again. He goes, yeah. So then, Mike, what if you created that kind of anticipation every day for the next day of prospecting? That same kind of burning desire to get back at it again, that same kind of anticipation, what if you created that feeling every single day for the next day preceding the day that you've stopped that feeling? He said, wow, now that I think about it, it would be amazing because I'd be doing every day what I wanted to do no matter what it took. That's right, you'd create this natural anticipation. You got it. At this point in time, you're engaging your mind in what I call natural motivation, is what I was telling Mike. You don't have to pump yourself up. You don't have to overcome the, ugh, I don't feel like doing it feeling. You want to keep on doing it more and more and more and more because you interrupted something good yesterday. And here's the cool thing. Ready? Because every single day you look forward to getting into that state of flow again, you wake up looking forward to doing it. Because you didn't feel a sense of completion from yesterday. And not feeling that sense of completion created a natural anticipation, natural motivation to do it today. So by not feeling that sense of completion from yesterday because you've interrupted that flow state, that natural anticipation takes over your body and it's undeniable. It's visceral once again, like it was when we were talking about the process of creating anticipation in your prospects in the last podcast. So, don't believe me? Try it out for yourself. If you like feel like washing all your dishes in the sink, go ahead and only wash half of them. See what happens. If you feel like you wanted to clean up your desk, your entire desk, only do half of it. If you feel like writing an entire newsletter today, only do half of it. If you feel like reading one chapter of your favorite book, only read half a chapter. As a matter of fact, during the writing of this specific podcast, my beautiful wife came down and asked me to go pick up my son from Taekwondo. And because I was kind of in the flow of writing this out and starting the process of speaking it out, it annoyed me because I wanted to finish this podcast. I wanted to get it done with. But I got up and did it anyway. So we know who wears the pants of my family. Anyway, as I'm driving to my son's dojang, which is the dojo, all I was thinking about how I was going to finish this podcast. So much so that I don't even remember the trip going to pick him up. My mind was so engaged because my flow of putting this podcast together was interrupted. I couldn't wait to get back to finish what I'd started. So you want to set up your mind in such a way so that you can't wait to finish what you started. But watch this. What if you never finish what you started? You never get that feeling of completion. You always cut yourself short, over and over again every single day. Interrupt that flow state every single day. If you interrupt yourself when you are in that flow, as soon as you interrupt yourself when you're in that flow, here's what's going to happen. You're going to be annoyed at first because that's just a natural outcome. Okay, you're going to be annoyed at first. So expect to be annoyed at first. But as soon as you get over that initial annoyance, you'll engage your mind in your dominant thought experience of the task that you interrupted yourself from. You will create a DTE. And I talked about a DTE in another podcast. You will, all your thoughts will dominate your experience until you complete that which you want to complete because you were in the flow. It will cause you to obsess over completing the task that you started. Obsess over completing the task that you started. Now, what if you never actually completed it? And you took this task and spread it over a week or over a month? Well, eventually what will happen is you will create a habit. Now, how do we make this work in the real world? Now, before I tell you, make sure that you only do this with tasks in your life that you want to create a habit, like working out, eating properly, organizing your home, getting consistent on something. Otherwise, you'll have a whole bunch of uncompleted tasks, okay? What you want to do is you want to do this process on the task that you want to create a habit out of, okay? So step number one, you want to do the task until you feel like you're in the state of flow, until you feel like you want to do more, you want to write more, you want to speak more, you want to prospect more, you want to market more, whatever it is, more, more, more. I am ready to do more. At some point after the initial oomph of starting a task, there will be a point in that task, in the time frame, that you're going to feel like you want to do more. It happens all the time. When I say to myself, I'm going to go mow my lawn, I'm only going to do 5 minutes of it. Well, inevitably, I end up mowing the whole thing. Even if I didn't feel like doing it, if I said to myself, okay, I just want to do five minutes, that creates the enough motivation to get the initial over the initial hump of starting. But once I get started, I'm in the flow and I want to do it. Now, can you imagine what would happen if I felt like doing the entire lawn and I only did half of it? Well, besides my neighbors thinking I'm weird, the truth is I would want to do, and all I would think about, I would probably not be able to sleep at night until that lawn was done the next day. Right. So set it up like this. This is an engagement of the natural anticipation process of your brain. It will naturally create anticipation because you feel incomplete, period. Now, at any specific time, if you feel complete, it doesn't mean that you can't engage this process the next day, okay? What you want to do is, if, like I said before, if you want to create a habit of something to be consistent and persistent on, what you want to do is make sure that whatever it is that you're doing, you have a feeling of incompletion. Because incompletion leads to anticipation. Write that down. Incompletion, the feeling of incompletion, leads to anticipation. Anticipation leads to consistency. If you anticipate a task over and over again, day after day, night after night, over and over again, you will create a habit. I guarantee it. So, interrupting the flow by stopping the task just before you feel like stopping. So expect to be annoyed, expect to not want to stop, but until a habit is formed, refrain from circumventing this process, okay? So step three, keep interrupting yourself while you're in the state of flow until a habit is formed, like I said before. A habit is only a habit. Once again, write this down. A habit is only a habit when you don't have to think about doing it anymore. It's the natural outcome of this process. The natural outcome of this process is an automatic habit-building outcome. You will build a habit because consistent and persistent action in a specific direction over and over and over and over and over again, it will get to a point that you won't even have to think about it anymore. You're just going to do it. Now, how long? It depends on how intense the anticipation is. If you create massive amounts of anticipation every single day for the task over and over and over and over again, that emotional intensity will drive the part of your brain that creates consistency and persistency into overload. And you will create a habit faster and more efficiently than you probably have ever experienced in your entire life. So as for the celebration piece, make sure, remember I was telling you, never, 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 ever, ever, ever celebrate success. What you want to do is celebrate, ready, write this down, consistent progression. You want to celebrate consistent progression, not the completion. That means you only celebrate today if you did more today than you did yesterday. It doesn't have to be a lot more, just a little bit more, even if it's a minute more, even if it's half a minute more, even if it's portion of a task more. Only celebrate this day if you did more than yesterday. Only celebrate this week if you did more than last week. And only celebrate this month if you did more than last month. Never celebrate when you feel complete. Always celebrate when you feel like you're progressing. What this will do, it will link the feeling of celebration to progression. And as I'm going to be talking about in future podcasts, the better you feel about a process, the more you want to do it. So once again, never celebrate when you feel complete. Only celebrate when you feel like you're progressing. And I don't care how much the progression is, because our brain will naturally want to create the process of making you feel good every time you progress on something. And by doing that, you will naturally want to progress. And that's all we really want to do, because a result or success is a result of a consistent and persistent action in a single direction. Success is a result of a consistent and persistent action in a single direction. If you didn't know that, then now you do. As for Mike, he took my advice, and I'm happy to report that it's been 6 months and he's still going strong. And now he's progressively prospecting, and that is a natural part of his day-to-day routine. He's won more prospecting contests. He's made more money. He's recruited more people in the past 6 months than he had in the past 3 years combined. Now, this is only a small portion of all the things that that me and Mike talked about. It's one of the big reasons he created a habit. And at this point, he has said that he's created a mathematical precision in his business where he can actually calculate his success before it happens, because he realizes that his success is as a result of the activity that he puts in. His success is a result of the activity that he puts in. And because he's created natural anticipation for every task over and over and over again, that he wanted to create a habit of, he can now mathematically deduce how much success that he's going to have, because mathematics don't lie. And we all know that sales is a numbers game. If you don't know that, then you're not in sales. So in the next few podcasts, we're going to talk about perfectionism. But I'll have to think about what I have to say over and over and over again until I get the right words and get the right process. So, I'll have to think about it until I get it just right. So until then, hopefully you've enjoyed today's podcast. Please leave comments on www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. And remember to sign up for the transcript of the show at www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com. We'll send you a copy of the notes that you can use to have a written version of this podcast. Pick out the parts that you want to apply to your day-to-day routines. Plus, once in a while, I'll throw in some cool stuff that will help you on your journey to becoming procrastination-free. Till next time, this is Stefan Stavragis for www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. Keep the comments coming, requests and questions, and I'm blessed of having you as a listener and helping me put together a podcast of high value that makes sense, is practical, implementable, and helps all of you become procrastination free. Have an amazing day and take action now.